Room 169. Where are you? 160. Bingo, 169. All right. I can do this. It's just one weekend. I mean, it's also just one room, but at least there'll be two beds, and it's just for 2 days. I can do this. Just breathe. It's not the end of the world. Remember the positives. This job pays really well, and this weekend will fly by in no time. I mean, I don't exactly like any of these people either, but I can stay professional. I'll just be pleasant and casual and mind my business and call it a day. Yeah, no big deal. I can do this. All right, go time. What are you doing here? No, 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 no. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're fucking joking, right? This is a prank. Tell me you're just somehow in my room killing time waiting for my real roommate and not actually who I'm going to be staying with throughout this. It is my room. Well, I'm not leaving. I don't care if you were here first. There's no way you're staying here now. Oh, I don't know. Just go find someone else to stay with. Maybe switch key cards with one of your other work buddies. I don't know. You're the popular one here. I'm sure anyone would just love to have you around. Get out of my way. Seriously, move. I need to see what hotel employee I can call about this, and I can't do that if you don't let me by. Move. It isn't funny. Okay? I don't know why you're laughing. Wait. What is this? Why is there only one bed? What? What do you mean? There's no way that's true. You're lying. The company wouldn't just skimp out on beds like that. They're already forcing us to share rooms to cut down on the cost of this trip. I'm pretty sure they could afford to book them with enough beds, at least. They said we'd have 2 beds per room. So the other rooms do have 2 other beds? Well, then why doesn't this one? All the other 2 bedrooms are booked for the weekend because of the convention. And this was the only one left. I don't believe you. Yes, I saw the stupid convention set up. I know that much is true. Just my luck. Oh, that's great. Every other hotel in the area is booked too. And you know all of this how? Of course. Of course she told you. I'm surprised you're not staying with her. Nothing. Never mind. This is ridiculous. I'm texting our boss immediately. There has to be a way to resolve this bullshit or switch some people around. This is completely unprofessional. What was that? Did you just say you knew I didn't have it in me? Have it in me to what? To stay here with you? No. Is that a challenge? Well, it sounded like a challenge to me. Oh, I don't know about that. That's where we're different, remember? I don't like being challenged, but I will rise to the occasion when I am, unlike you. Mm-hmm. unpacking, obviously. Because I'm staying right here. You can do the smart thing and bow out, cram yourself into one of the other rooms with the rest of our colleagues like a good little girl, or you can also practice what you preach and stay. I'm hoping for the first option. You're actually gonna stay. Fine. Fine then. What does it look like? I'm creating a barrier. No, I'm not joking. If we're going to share a bed, you need to know your place, which will be that side. And mine will be this side. And in case you forget at any point, these pillows will show the divide clearly. Oh, please. There's plenty of space. This bed is huge, which means there's no excuse for you to cross over into my side. Got it? Like I'd want to do that. Yeah, well, that was then and this is now. Times have definitely changed. It's bad enough I'm in this predicament with you to begin with. The last thing I want is to be any closer. Well, that was before we broke up. Look, just stop talking to me. I plan on acting like you're not here for the remainder of this. You need to do the same. I should do it. What are you doing? Yeah, I can see that. Why not go into the bathroom to change? Do you really have to do it here? Like nothing. I'm turning around right now. Let me know when you're done. Are you sure? Oh my God. Is that... That can't be all you have to sleep in. Great, so basically you're also going to be practically naked next to me. You didn't think to pack something more appropriate? Yeah, I know how you sleep. I know you get hot easily, but... I mean, this is a work trip for all of us. What if you had shared a room with someone else? They would have seen all of your... Nothing. Jealous. Yeah, right. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care what you do with your time or body or who you do it with anymore. It's not my problem. It's also not like I haven't already seen it all before. No. I meant you, actually. I've seen all of you before. Who's jealous now? Of course you're not. Right. Anyway, you have done one good thing while we've been here, so... Yeah, you've inspired me. To change. But I'm gonna do it in the bathroom like a decent human being, so... I have nothing to be afraid of. You think I'm gonna go change in the bathroom because I'm scared? Scared of what, little girl? You? Still the brat, I see. How very typical of you. I'll show you scared. Oh, nothing. I'm just unbuttoning my shirt. How else would I get out of these work clothes and into something more comfortable to sleep in? That's way better. Oh, that's so much better. Now for the bottoms. And as I'm sure you remember, I can't exactly sleep with a bra on, so. You hate me? Funny. You say that, but your actions right now show otherwise. Your eyes are still following all of my movements, even as I'm speaking. You're still watching. Can't look away? Oh, is playtime over? Did I embarrass you? Tired. Yeah, you do that. You roll over and lay in bed like a good little kitten. Whatever. Look, it's been a long day, and I am going to go to sleep, so heads up, lights are going out. You know I can't sleep with any lights on. So you just turned on your lamp. I am turned over, the light's still bothering me. Yes, my eyes are closed. Turn it off, please. Come on, it's already late and we have to be up early tomorrow for the convention. I don't want to waste time arguing with you about this stupid night. I'm tired and I want to fucking sleep. For the second time, turn it off, please. I'm asking nicely. Turn it off. If you don't want to turn off the light, I'm going to go over there and do it myself. You've been warned. You think I'm joking? Okay. There, since you want to be so difficult. Are you kidding me? You are being so fucking childish. Turn off the lamp. Fine, then I will. And this time I'm gonna make sure it stays off. No, I asked you nicely to turn it off. But you want to keep playing your little games, and I'm sick of them. Get your hand out of the way. I said, move. Move it. Stop. Then stop. Okay. You want to be childish? Then fuck the barrier. Settle down. Settle down now. Are you going to stop fighting with me? I wouldn't have to be on your side of the bed if you'd listened to me the first time, would I? Okay, you're not going to stop then. Then I'll just have to make you stop. Not so tough now with your hands pinned above your head, huh? No, of course not. Look at you all mad and pissed off under me. Reminds me of the good old days. No, I meant the ones where I put you in your place. Which clearly you've needed for a while now, judging by how many times you've tried to challenge me in this room alone. Never mind all the challenging you do in the office. Some things never change, huh? Oh, but they don't. You should see the way you're looking at my lips right now. So many emotions flashing over your face. Annoyance, longing. And there's my favorite one. Desperation. It's quite the same. You're still cute when you get all mad and flustered like this. I'm willing to bet the rest of you is having a reaction too. Under all of these sheets. I should go back to my side of the bed. Is that what you really want? It is. Or what? You're licking your lips like... You gonna kiss me, Pat? No, you wouldn't do that. Oh, well then prove it. Prove it. There she is. The needy little mess I remember. Such a pretty little pet. All full of desperation. You love the high of giving in, don't you? Shut me up then. Someone's turned on. Because I can feel it. Right. Here. I know. I know you hate me. It's what you keep saying, but... Your body doesn't seem to agree. You can keep up the act in the office every day like you try to. And you can even keep up the act in here for a little while, but... I think this is who you really are. Or at least who you want to be. Right? Right? That's why you go right back to your default setting of being a fucking brat. A bottom. My bottom. What about me? Oh, baby girl. I don't fucking want or need you like that. That isn't what this is. But I'm heavily frustrated right now with this whole situation today. And I'd be lying if I said it didn't turn me on to see you like this again, so. Better the devil you know, right? No? So it's not better if it's the devil you know. Does this feel good? Tell me. You feel amazing. You know, as much as you try to make me jealous by flirting with our coworkers, it's nice to see that I still have this. This. You are so wet. I can feel it through your underwear. You're dripping. And it's all for me. Isn't it? Don't play hard to get now. I can easily stop moving my hand like this over you. Is that what you want? No, of course not. Of course it's not. So what do we say? That's right. It is all for me. Who? Do you belong to? Good girl. What are you doing? Don't try anything. You know what this does to me. Stop. Don't fucking tease me, little girl. Yes, you are. Oh, that feels so good. No. No. I'm not gonna say that. Look. If you're gonna... If you're gonna touch me too, then I'm gonna throw every one of these pillows I placed between us off this fucking bed, except the one that your head's resting on. And I'm gonna push that pretty little head into it by your neck and muffle all your whimpering while I fuck you nice and hard. To make up for all the time you've pissed me off. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? This would be nothing more than a fuck. Is that clear? Yes, we're just making the most out of this unfortunate situation. Is that clear?